inside the cover of your hymnal if you have one available. And let us read what it says. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken from, in part, from Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. When we come on the Sabbath before God, do we really stop and think about the songs or the hymns we're singing to glorify and praise God, our great God in heaven? Or do we just shape the words on our tongues and let it come out our mouth with no real thought as to what these words really mean? I've made it a practice for myself, as I'm singing hymns, to actually listen to them. They're sending a message to me from God. Yeah. I know this sounds rather simplistic in a way, which it really is, yet there is so much more to it than just mouthing words to music. Think about it for a minute. Hymns are not just words put to music purely for our entertainment, any more than a musical movie, is simply words put to music. They all tell a story. Many times a lesson for all of us to learn. I've been to operas and different things where you actually see, if you go to Hawaii, you have the hula dancers, but they sing, they tell a story while they're doing their dance and doing their music. Well, God speaks to us through his music. Music is extremely important to God. After all, remember, he created it. He inspired man to learn how to make and play instruments, thus making music. Here's a partial list from the Strong's Concordance pertaining to music in the Bible. Music, musician, musical, instruments, hymns, songs, singing, or my personal best, just making a joyful noise. You know, whatever joyful noise we make, remember, God takes it all in. He filters it out, just like everybody has a part. And if you're singing parts in a choir, each little part by itself doesn't usually sound very good. I've been there. I know what mine did. But when you put it all together, it makes beautiful music to God. It might be a good personal Bible study for all of us to go through, just looking through all the references to music or these words that I had, hymns, songs, singing, and so forth, just to get an idea what how God uses music to teach us. But when we sing our praises and songs to God, he's also speaking to us without us maybe even realizing it. This past Feast of Tabernacles in Phoenix, Arizona, I had the great opportunity to serve as one of the song leaders and give a split sermon. While preparing for both the song leading and the speaking opportunity, I suddenly become aware as to how important singing hymns are to the overall services and to God. Sabbath services traditionally start with singing three hymns like we did this morning or today to glorify God. Following that, there will be a hymn at the end of then there will be a sermonette following by another hymn. We'll have a hymn before the main sermon. And after the sermon, there'll be another hymn in closing. Of course, there are many more hymns to consider that give God praise, not just the ones I'll be mentioning here today. There are those that are speaking to us. telling us a story, either historically, prophetically, things that have been, things that will take place in the future, and those that speak to us in our present condition. Psalms 86:10 says, "For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God." That's giving all credit and honor to our great God in heaven, always. For the past, yeah, if you want to, you can turn to these hymns as I go through it. I'm not going to sing it to you. Everybody get up and walk out. Hymn 80, verse 1. This would be the past. By the waters of Babylon, there we wept, and there we sat down, hung our harps on the willow trees. Zion, yet we remembered thee. Then our captors required of us, and I say they probably demanded of us, sing a song of Zion now. Could we sing the eternal songs by the waters of Babylon? Verse 2, let my right hand forget her skill, if Jerusalem I forget. If I fail to remember thee, let my tongue cleave unto my mouth. But we thought of Jerusalem when we sat near Zion's streams. For above our chief joy, we remember Jerusalem. Verse 3, in that day of Jerusalem's fall, when the children of Edom said, down with her, down to the ground, even to the foundations. O thou daughter of Babylon, to thy ruin hasting on, happy he that rewardeth thee just as thou hast done. That was the past. This is somewhat more of the present. Hymn 127. We will glorify, constructed from Psalms 86:12. Verse 1. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Verse 2. The Eternal reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. And we all do that. Verse 3. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above all the universe. All praise we give to him. To him we give. Verse 4. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. And this is one I used during my sermon in Phoenix for the future, Hymn 156, The One Whom the Father Sends. And I want to present these lines to you. And verse 1, all the earth rejoice, for our Lord will give you rest. Far from the north he will come and shine from east to west. Then shall the righteous rise, and the clouds will roll and flee. To the mount they will come, and every eye will see. Now just picture this in your mind, you know. Picture the graves opening up and people coming up out of the graves. This is when Christ comes back. We can visualize this in our mind, and it's all put to music, you know. But just to do the music and not have an idea of what's going on in your mind, it's not really being effective. And verse 2, birds on the wind come ride, let your cries round you ring down to the valley wide to find the vanquished king. There did his armies fall and his mighty warriors cease. There the world bowed down to bring God's earth its peace. Verse 3, then shall his people come to the land of Israel, back from the nation's pride and back from where they fell, into his covenant law and his word which makes them free, drawn to Christ the door through which they'll come to see. Verse 4, nations will then come near and seek the light alone, drawn by the waters clear that flow beneath the throne. And I've thought about this many times, seeing Christ sitting on a throne, and the waters coming up under that throne, and it's just spreading out all the whole world, you know, with God's truth. see what his word has done in a land of peace and calm, so his rule will spread through every home and farm, and his kingdom shall contain none that will offend. For our Lord Messiah reigns, the one whom the Father sends. These are just a few of the hymns we have in our hymnal, our messages all by themselves. Each one of these could be a sermon or a sermonette. I suggest that we all take the time, when we have the time, or take the time to sit and read, and or even sing the words or the works of these songs, and really take in and grasp the messages that God has preserved for us through music. Think about it when you're singing the hymns, the meaning of the words. They're not merely black letters on a white paper background. We see them as that, but there's much more to it. They're messages of edification for our benefits. These are all for our edification, to either teach us a lesson from the past, encourage us now in the present, or give us a glimpse of the future. Here's a short list of words related to music. Music, melody, song, hymn, instrument, sound, play, blow, noise, remember the joyful noise, psalm, harp, lyre, timbrel, trumpet, horn, and voice. All these are going to, we have a choir, there's all the voices combined. I'm sure that you can think of a few more. Last Sabbath, before the main sermon message, we began with singing hymn 76, unless the Lord shall build a house, as to set the tone for the sermon. Then at the end of the sermon, we again sing the same hymn, attempting to see if another perspective, or seeing another perspective or a deeper meaning. My desire here today is for music created by God for our edification and enjoyment can indeed be more meaningful. There's not enough time here today to cover all the aspects of music in the Bible, but a study of music in the Bible on the internet is very interesting. I spent a lot of time just looking at that. It's very eye-opening. Eye-opening experience. Enjoy the rest of the Sabbath, the lessons, the stories. We can learn from the past, the future, and the present today. Remember, through music and singing songs, God speaks to us.